Hello.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
And can you please tell me what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your own words, your opinion?
I think it's pretty good.
But what is the biggest issue? You know, I have economy, taxes, education, healthcare, environment, crime, and drugs. What is the biggest issue?
Well, I'm a pretty big environmentalist, so I would go with that one.
Okay.
There's some more to do there than there is. Yeah.
Okay. I agree with you. Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? In your own words, global, planet.
Species extinction.
I'm sorry?
Species loss.
Okay. Overpopulation, global warming. I don't have that. Fossil fuels, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation. And you said that a species, you said?
Wetlands would be a good starting point.
Okay. Thank you. And what about the most important or pressing environmental issue facing your state, Minnesota, in your own words? This one I got endangered species, so you like to go with that?
Yeah, well, it would be habitat loss, if you got that one.
Which one? I'm sorry?
Habitat loss.
I have water, air, global warming, climate change, recycle, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species.
Endangered species. Go that one for me.
Okay. Thank you. Using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Mining. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, in between. Good is good, the one.
Okay, I just need one. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How about agriculture and farming? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That would be fair.
Thank you. How about forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I only rate that fair also.
I'm sorry?
I rate that fair also.
Thank you. How about medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, that's fair or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How about refining? Excellent, good, that's fair or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How about electric utilities? Excellent, good, that's fair or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Moving right along. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about U.S. Forest Service? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about forest and timber industries? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Sure, good.
Thank you. How about county land departments? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
I'd say it's very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. how many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
More than harvest.
Thank you. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, about the same?
Fewer.
Thank you. Do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive sometimes, yeah, positive.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for, well, wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel that it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
No. No.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, sawn paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a failing component of the Minnesota state economy?
Be kind of a minor one, I think.
A minor component of the Minnesota state economy?
Yeah.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industries, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economic forest and forest industry? Support or oppose? Support. Support, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes.
I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose?
Yep.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed by the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level education that you have completed?
1 year of college.
Okay. And what is your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. How would you describe the community that you live in? A large city, a suburban, a small town, farm, or rural?
I live on a farm.
Thank you. And is your annual household income less than $25,000? $25,000 to $49,999. You want to tell me? Go ahead.
Between 49 and 60.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Progressive.
I'm sorry?
Progressive.
Thank you. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar
construction.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.